All right, so you you make a kind of a guide sheet for us to follow each morning.
Yeah.
I usually ignore it.
I know. But you have it here, like behind you. You don't even look at it.
There's a thing that says, was it a mouse Kirsten saw in my parents' bathroom? So I want to hear this story. What's going on?
Okay, so yesterday we were at my parents' house and we were going to leave and Kirsten was bringing something outside and I was going to come behind her. But we'd forgotten the keys. So I went to go grab the keys and hand them to her. And she's standing at the door to go out the garage. Right next to that is the bathroom door. And so she is like panicked and she's like, oh, there's something in the bathroom. I heard it. And I just saw something under the door. And I was like, immediately thought mouse, you know, like a mouse had slid under the door or something.
Makes sense.
And she is just beside herself. She's trying to shut the door, you know, to go out the garage. And I was like, okay, well, I'll tell Mama and Poppy. So I go, she's like gone. I mean, she was like, bye. So I go back to my parents who are in the house. And I said, I think Kirsten, she just saw something in your bathroom or heard something. So I'm thinking maybe a mouse. And so they're both like, oh my goodness. And so Dad goes around and he comes back very quickly. And he said, do you think it might have been the vacuum? And my mom says, oh, the
Roomba. You have a Roomba.
They have a Roomba.
Oh.
And it was running in the bathroom. And I don't know if you know, they've got those... they're like brushes that look like
around.
A rotor, you
uh-huh.
know? And so it was, and they're long.
And it was kicking up under the door.
And it ran into the door and it went under the door and it's tile. So it looked like a tail going under the door and it was quick.
There.
And so
I think I'm with Kirsten. That's exactly what I would have thought.
I totally would have also. But
they're really
my
quiet.
Goodness.
Roombas don't make much noise.
I could not stop laughing. But I mean, we're thankful that there were no mice. Because that would have been a whole different ball game. But
okay, you picked a morning conversation for this morning, but can we change it to tell us your best mouse story?
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear them. Just makes my skin
you
crawl.
You literally get the shivers.